Okay, good morning, everybody, and Shavuot Tov. After we have emerged from the Kabbalah Satorah anew, so we recommit ourselves, reinvigorated to the foundational basis of all learning, which, of course, Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. So Parshas Naso begins with a division of responsibilities amongst the Leviim, Kahas, and Gershon, and Merari, and each one with their specific familial tafkidim, the Torah tells us in Rishon, Al pi Aaron uvanav tiyah kol avodas b'nei Gershoni l'chol ma'asam b'chol ma'asam ufkad hem alehem ben bishmeres is kol ma'asam. So Rashi learns Al pi Aaron uvanav tiyah, but if we're talking about not kahas but Gershon Merari, so eza min abanim hevi omer zo itamar. Right, Itamar was, of course, you know, the one who was most directly in charge of those two families. Elazar was the, you know, Nisiei Halevi, Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. The Ramban completely disagrees with this approach, and learns something foundational about the Avodas Halevim. Al pi Aaron uvanav tiyah kol avodas b'nei haGershoni is a reference to the idea that it wasn't just Gershon, Kahas, and Merari writ large who had particular responsibilities in the Mishkan, but each and every member of those families had a set, distinctive, unique, singular responsibility. And it wasn't just, you know, the family would divide it amongst itself and say, okay, you take this board today, and you take the other board today. If Merari and, Huadinami for the Yirios, if we're talking about Gershon, and Huadinami if we're talking about the Chaya Kodesh, if it's Kahas. But on the contrary, right, that each one had, you know, a particular responsibility. And that's what we mean. Al pi Aaron uvanav, vanav tiyeh kol avodas b'nei haGershoni. Right, the idea is that Aaron uvanav gave this particular, you know, instruction. Aval Perush, the Ramban says, Al pi Aaron uvanav tiyeh shetiyeh avodasam al piyem heim yimnu b'nei haGershoni avodasam yomru ploni mi b'nei Gershoni yegizbar l'inyin kach v'yeh mishorer or shorer kach v'yisa mineros kach v'gam b'masa l'yifiku l'yitanu ad shizavusam Aaron uvanav v'nei kulam tzrichim l'pekida shehu haminoi. Right, that ties into something we discussed back in, you know, the previous sedra about this being a minoi, a formal appointment. V'elazar am rachel al kol shloshes hanesiim. So it's true, you had this, like, you know, higher administrative level, but each one, you know, had their own distinctive responsibility. And fascinating, the Ramban goes on to say, Moshe yayimayim be'is haminoi kasher yafkidu aleha mishmeros. The fascinating thing is that Moshe Rabbeinu was there for the initial appointment, right? That would, of course, lend a lot of gravitas to the responsibility later on. The Torah tells us, uveshemos tifkadu, es klei mishmeres masa'am. The idea of uveshemos tifkadu, again, each one was given by name a specific designation, a specific assignment, you know, in Avodas HaKodesh. There's a famous Maimer Chazal, which is quoted by the Ramban actually in Sheni, but it gets at the same point, which is that, you know, even amongst the Levim themselves, you know, Chazor li Acharecha, the story of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, right, that Sha'atam min ha-mishorim v'ani min ha-shoarim, these lines don't cross, right, the idea of being, amongst the Mishorim and min ha-shoarim, is a distinctive responsibility, and you can't cross internal Levi lines, which is, you know, really very critical idea. So, the Rambam at the end of Shemitah V'Yovel, I think, jumps off the page at us at this point. You know, the Rambam says, lo b'mnei shevet Levi b'lvad el kol boi olam, you know, asher niso libo, or nad varucho, I should say, within that context. That context is nad varucho so. You know, it can become an honorary member of Shevet Levi. So this really speaks to, of course, is the notion of, you know, very specific tafkidim in Avodas Hashem. And to the extent that we wish to understand, and I think we do wish to understand, the Mishkan in many ways is paradigmatic of Avodas Hashem, with the spiritual lessons that it has to teach us. So there's this idea here of a person having what Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal used to like to quote the name of F.H. Bradley, all the Talmidim will immediately know the quote, my station and its duties, a person being Makir es Mekomo, one of the Kinyani HaTorah, understanding what his particular responsibility is within the framework of a very large Torah, very broad Klal Yisrael, the very different needs. One isn't more important than the other, one isn't more significant than the other, they're all important, they're all very significant, but every person has to have a very specific sense of responsibility. If I'm not going to take care of my responsibility, you know, who could I possibly expect to take care of it? And that, of course, is a ringing, endorsement of the Ramban's approach right here, which is that, you know, you can't, if you're in a merari, as he says, you can't just say, oh, you know, the boards are pretty heavy today. I'm feeling kind of sore, you know. How about we switch this thing around? No, you know, there's a place for that in life, but in terms of one's core, avodas Hashem, there has to be an absolute sense of inviolate personal responsibility.